being young and inexperienced, we made an almost fatal mistake in not returning by the route we came. We decided to travel by rail instead of walking. We boarded the train through McCown's yard from the back. We had already made arrangement with the guard of the train, who was also a member of the IRA, to have the door of the guard's van open for us. No, some enemy spy must have noticed us. There was to be a delay in Gutterclay of a half an hour for the Dublin train to arrive. Gutterclay was a junction for Castle Island. 5 minutes before our train was due to leave, we saw two lorry loads of black and tans arriving. We rushed the engine, compelled the driver to pull out, very much to the discomfiture of the gents who expected to capture us. Now, we made our second grave mistake by not leaving the train en route to Castle Island. I knew that the tents could not possibly get to Castle Island before our train arrived. And as I was anxious to meet my sister Kathleen, I decided to take the chance. My brother, Dr. Ned, had a surgery in the house where Paddy McElligott lives now. She was his receptionist. Well, she gave us a great welcome and dined us well, but wasn't too happy about our overstaying and hurried us a little. Just as we were leaving, I noticed a group of soldiers coming uptown at the double. At this stage, we were right across the road and up a little, outside T.H. Murphy's shop. They surrounded the house back in front that we had just left. Next, I saw my poor old father being pushed up the street and in the door in front of them. Thank God we had left, and we didn't lay around much longer after that.